Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Ricardo, sir. I'm with the Opinion Research. We are conducting an important public opinion poll about various public issues facing Ector County, sir. Would you like to have a few minutes to help us out?
What are the questions concerning?
Yes, so do you live within the city of limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
Of where at?
Odessa city limits? Odessa?
Odessa?
Odessa, uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you live within Odessa city
yes,
limits?
Sir.
Okay. So generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right tracks, or are things on the wrong track?
I would say on the wrong track.
Wrong track, okay. Well, what is the most important issue facing Ector County, sir? Education, poor economy, poor leadership, crime, drugs, high cost of living. What exactly?
Mm-hmm. I think a smorgasbord of all of them, but I think the worst part is it's just filthy to live here, and there's nothing for nobody to do other than drink and do drugs.
So crime and drugs?
Yeah.
Okay. How will you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor?
Pretty good.
Okay. 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today? 5 years from now?
I'll say the same.
The same? Okay. All right. How concerned are you about the security and future of your own job, sir? Are the jobs of any close family member in Ector County very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Okay. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Can you please tell me how do you rate each Ector County in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, poor, okay? Being mm-hmm. able to get from place to place with little traffic, is it excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I don't think it's fair.
Fair, okay. The ability of cultural opportunities, such as theaters, museums, and music, same thing?
Poor. Poor.
Poor. Public safety and low crime?
That's poor.
Poor, yeah. Thank you. Having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, entertainment?
Poor.
Okay. Quality of the public schools?
Poor.
Effective leadership from elected officials?
Very poor.
Very poor. The ability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Very, very poor.
Welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Poor.
Natural beauty and physical setting?
Ugly as fuck. Poor.
Okay. A shared vision of effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Poor.
Offering job opportunities in your field?
That's fair.
Okay. Public transportation?
I think it's poor.
Poor. Ability of quality healthcare?
I think it's poor.
And then lastly, ability of affordable housing.
I think that's poor, too.
Okay. All right. Now, please rate Ector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses. Excellent, good, fair, poor.
I think it's fair.
Okay. Recent college graduates looking to enter the job market.
I think it's poor.
Poor. Racial and ethnic minorities.
No, I think it's pretty poor.
Okay. Retirees?
Poor.
Okay. Families with children?
I think that's fair.
Fair? Thank you. Immigrants from other countries?
I think it's fair.
Fair. And people living below the poverty line?
That's pretty high.
Young single people?
I'm sorry, say that one again.
Young, single people?
I don't know, man. Probably say fair.
Fair. And lastly, people like you.
I don't know. I'd say somewhere in the middle.
Fair.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We are 61% complete. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Ector County? Do you think it's excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Okay. Over the next 5 years, do you think that quality of life in Ector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Deteriorate.
Deteriorate, okay. What is the primary reason you think the quality of life will deteriorate, like lack of job opportunities, poor general economic conditions, poor leadership, lack of entertainment, crime and drugs? What would it be exactly?
Poor leadership.
Poor leadership. Okay. All right. Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many communities' benefits are created. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the economic development in Ector County, sir? You're very familiar, not at all familiar, not too familiar, somewhat familiar.
Somewhat.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans of and leadership of economic development in Ector County? Very confident, not at all confident, not too confident, somewhat confident.
Not at all.
Not at all confident, okay. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for the community development in Ector County? Very familiar, not at all, somewhat, not too much.
Somewhat.
Okay. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership of community development in Ector County? Very confident, not at all, not too confident, somewhat.
Not at all.
All right, we are 76%. How likely are you an immediate family member or move from Ector County in the next 5 years? Very likely, not so much, not so likely, not very likely, not likely at all to move from Ector County.
Be moving to or from?
Like if you're like living there and an immediate family member to move from Ector County, like.
So you're moving.
Or you or a family member, like.
Moving away from Ector County?
Uh-huh, moving away, uh-huh. Very likely?
Yep, very likely.
In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you and your family member are likely to move from the area? Poor economic conditions, family reasons, poor education, poor leadership, lack of entertainment and cultural opportunities? Lack of jobs, low pay, greater opportunities elsewhere?
I'd say all of them.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed? High school, some college graduate, graduate degree?
Bachelor's, so from college, I guess.
Okay. All right. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Neither.
What is your age, sir?
48.
48, okay. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
Which of the following best describes your ethnicity? Are you white, black, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
Other.
All right. Is anyone in your household employed or in a job that related to the gas or oil industry?
Yes.
All right. Almost, we are 92%. Is your annual household income 25,000, 35,000, 40,000, 74,000, 75,000, or more?
More.
Okay. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, or homemaker, or student, or currently unemployed?
Full-time.
All right. In terms of your gender, you consider yourself a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Okay. All right. This concludes our service week. Thank you very much for your participation. I thank you for your time, sir, and you have a good day, okay? Your opinion is really important to us. Thank you. Yeah.
Immediate. And then Odessa, bro. At the beginning of the survey, Odessa. What is it?
Odessa. I think you know it here.
It's Odessa.
Odessa, right?
Yeah, so look at those two. That's the pronunciation, bro.
Tiene un poquito, creo. El...
Ajá.
Ya le mandé las aguas a mi Marlon. Look.
Yeah.